Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. We're not just breaking records anymore, reports Bill McKibben at the Rolling Stone. We're breaking the planet. Now, millions are starting to counter that as many thousands in the U.S. alone demonstrate against the XL pipeline, block new coal plants, and more. Up to this point, grassroots organizing has kept more industrial carbon out of the atmosphere than state or federal policy, says Gopal Dayaneni, a resistance leader. It's an economic resistance movement, too, one that recognizes renewable energy creates three times as many jobs as fossil fuels. It's recognizing that fossil fuel is dirty at every stage, and we need to put it behind us as fast as we can. In affluent countries, that means creating policies that cut this addiction. For poorer nations, the much harder goal is to leapfrog the fossil fuel age and go straight to renewables. For all of us, it means standing with communities from the coal fields of Appalachia to the oil-soaked Niger Delta as they fight for their homes. Every flood erodes the standing of fossil fuels, as every heat wave fuels resistance. Resistance is growing fast and big enough to matter. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.